This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh my God. We are live from the very famous Abbey in West Hollywood.
Honey, the drinks are being poured.
Yes,
honey.
It's officially happy hour time somewhere. At least it's definitely
here.
I mean,
it was happy hour at like 10 a.m. for me.
Right?
I'm drunk.
And we are celebrating Pride, obviously, all month. But this is L.A. Pride this weekend.
I know. I'm so excited, literally, to be celebrating Pride. And then, of course, DJ Alex D in the mix is literally spinning the entire time while we're here, giving us all the bops. In live spinning, so anytime we're not on air, she's on air.
You're stuck with
Get
me.
Get into it, honey.
Yes. You're stuck with me today. Sorry.
Oh, we like being stuck
it's hot.
With you.
You're so hot. It's ridiculous.
LA Pride.
Yes, we're mixing
like
it up. I mean, come on. Also, this weekend celebrating Pride, look for Q in Channel Q in Sacramento, D.C., Boston, and happy Pride to everyone in Key West, Florida, Philly, New Orleans, Pittsburgh.
I mean, all of our cuties need to come out immediately. You see what I did there, cuties?
Yeah.
It's actually Marnie, that our social media
oh
girl.
My God, we have a fandom called The Cuties.
Yes, she came up with that. How amazing is that?
I love it.
I love it too.
I feel like Ariana Grande.
No, don't you dare. How dare you?
I am wearing, by the way, thigh-high boots.
And if we really want to say kind of like our outfits are inspired,
yes.
We're paying homage to the Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
You're Blossom and I'm Buttercup.
I feel like I need to get to know the Powerpuff Girls.
You don't know the Powerpuff Girls? What are you
that,
like from the 1600s?
Yes, I am. You know that.
Make me bubbles? Because I'm wearing blue?
Oh,
we got a bubble.
Literally. Wow. How dare we connect
We're
like
cute.
That?
We're
but
cute.
We have a lot. We have a really big show today, right?
We do. We have a ton of amazing guests, people stopping by. Well, yeah, let's let everyone know. We teased a bit yesterday, but let's reveal it all.
All right, let's
We've
do it.
We've got Ryan O'Connell joining us from Special on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually doing a lot for Pride this year.
Yes, actually. He is the Grand Marshal of Los Angeles Pride, which is really big. It's such a great moment of inclusivity and diversity, and I'm so excited to have him. He's been on the show before, and you know we're fans of his show. We love him
yes,
so much.
Yes, we do.
So it's great that he's going to be gracing us with his presence.
Reese is joining us.
Oh, Miss Wanza. I love her. She's a trans model, supermodel, and a comedian. She's also hosting the main stage at LA Pride.
So cool. We have everyone who's going to be on stage.
Girl,
they're coming to our stage.
I don't know why we have to continue. I have to continue to like let you know that we're famous.
You've been talking to my mom, haven't you? Also, the pop duo from Australia, the Veronicas,
yes.
We're going to be playing our awesome interview with them. They're going to be also on the main stage here in Los Angeles
yes.
at Pride on Sunday. So that's going to be a ton of fun. And we've got a very special question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, our community, the LGBTQ plus community makes you very proud. Like, why are you proud to be part of this community?
And you know, it really is so amazing because Pride is such a moment for us, one, to have this time of the year to celebrate who we are, because a lot of times we are a marginalized community and we don't get that moment to really just let our like flags fly. And a lot of times it's beautiful that we have this month, it's basically our Christmas, that we can really like celebrate who we are and celebrate what makes us proud, you know?
That's so awesome. Where were you last year this time?
Oh my God, I was probably at home avoiding LA Pride. I get so anxious when it comes to Pride, so this is like my first moment kind of coming out
yeah.
into like all the gayness, which I love. I see a crop top already and I'm dying and it's amazing.
Yeah, now you're literally thrown in the middle
I
of
think,
it all.
I mean, honestly, I think now I have to be a WeHo gay.
It's official. I mean, you are wearing, Ryan is wearing a fluorescent, beautiful fluorescent see-through shirt.
Yes.
And very cool sunglasses. I feel very not cool.
You should.
I'm not, I must say, I had a bunch of clothes for my closet. I threw it in front of Ryan. He's like, okay, you're ridiculous and disorganized.
Yeah.
And not fashionable, but wear
no,
this.
No, but you look beautiful. You made it work. And honestly, if you are in town here at LA Pride, you need to make sure you're stopping by the Abbey because, honey, we're giving moments. We have a show lined up for you.
We do.
Get into it.
And I just think this is awesome. I actually walked in DC Pride a few years back.
Oh,
it was
really?
One of the most memorable moments of my life.
Yeah.
That was intense because you're going through, obviously, Capitol, and people are, you know, standing in their homes, like on the balconies.
I feel like that one's probably so emotional because you're literally in a political place, and you're really, especially even now, DC Pride now is probably going to be such a moment where people are really going to be protesting and like fighting back.
And you really walk through the city.
Yeah.
And it was right after, I believe it was after marriage equality.
Wow.
So it was right after that. So
that
it was a
history.
Very emotional time.
Yeah.
Of course, being there now, it's going to be a different type of emotional
rock. Honey, people are going to be like really giving it to him. Even though, you know, our president, he's claiming us at this point, you know, just for this month until he starts taking our rights away again. You know, just a normal day in Donald Trump land.
Just like one of those dysfunctional boyfriends that use you when they're like...
It's the entire plot of Beauty and the Beast. We are all Belle and he's the Beast. We're locked up in a dungeon.
No, there's a better comparison.
No,
because
Beauty
then
and the Beast
they
is,
kiss
no.
and he becomes an amazing person.
Oh, that's true. But I'm talking, even then, that movie is still very problematic, but I'm not going to get... Oh, there's food. Hello.
We have food coming right now. This is a whole thing. We're basically, I mean, this we got to enjoy this.
No, I'm just very excited.
Does your mom know that you're doing Pride up here tonight?
My mom does not know. She is, well, she knows that I'm gay, obviously, but she does not know that it's LA Pride, but she's still very kind of a religious woman. She wants to probably make sure that I'm like at church on Sunday, but I'll be marching the parade. So that's kind of my own version
that's
of church.
Your church.
That
yeah.
is literally my church. But no, I think it's so amazing. She, you know, finally knows that I'm on the radio. And so
that's a big step.
That is a big step. We're moving somewhere.
By the way, one day, and I know you hate when I say this,
yes.
I want to surprise your mom on the air.
My mother will cuss you clear out. She does not care.
That's what makes it entertaining. We'll do a pre-record so we can bleep it out.
No, because we cannot. We cannot cuss on the radio. So she is just, I don't need her embarrassing me. Not that Southern woman.
I feel like it would be somewhat entertaining. All right, we've got a packed show, as we mentioned. We've got Grayson Chance, who's going to join us after the break. Grayson is an amazing artist in the community, performing also right here at LA Pride.
Yeah. And then we talked to him earlier this week, too.
Yeah.
So it's just been so great that he, you know, he talked about his experience with Prides and he's doing everything. So it's really good to kind of go back into that, especially if you missed it.
And new music. So just saying.
Ooh, honey. Joining us here on Let's Go There is my favorite, low-key favorite person, besides Beyonce, of course, is singer-songwriter Grayson Chance.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, my God. It's great to hear your voice.
Oh, my God, Grayson.
I'm so sad I can't be there. With you two, looking at you guys, but I'm very excited.
I know, we look
I
good today.
Yeah, you're missing out on these
I
athletes.
I know you do.
Okay, so, I mean, of course, because you have such a busy time happening right now, I mean, it's Pride season for you. Are you excited about LA Pride coming up?
Very much so. You're just catching me. I've been locked in a rehearsal studio the past 2 days, just really, because I wanted to make sure that these sets were very special, you know, just because it's a big deal for me getting to play these shows. And so I changed them up a lot from our set that we played in the spring. And yeah, I'm very, very excited for this weekend.
Yeah. What do you want to bring to LA Pride? What does it all mean to you?
Well, it's just, you know, I came out 2 years ago publicly and, you know, I've always dreamed about playing these events because, you know, I would go to them when I was younger. And sort of see these people playing and just see all the craziness of it and say, you know, I want to be a part of this, but I want to be on the stage. So it feels really like a dream come true. And I'm going to bring as much, I'm going to try to serve as hard as I can at LA Pride and bring some really cool fashion.
Yes.
And some good songs and some good things.
Which I honestly, when we saw you perform at our Channel Q Coachella house, it was such a moment and everyone was like fangirling. Because I think that, do you feel like there's such a surreal, like this is such a surreal moment being on, you know, stage at a huge Pride like LA?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it truly is a dream come true. And all I can think about too are, you know, just the sort of teenagers that are going to be there and, you know, the kids who are going to be 16 or 17 years old and thinking about how I felt when I would go to these festivals and kind of hoping, you know, of maybe a feeling of, man, I hope when I get older, I really feel more comfortable with my skin. I feel like I hope I'm more confident, all these sorts of things. And so I'm going to be playing to them and hopefully expressing a lot of light out.
Oh my God. Okay, so give us a little tease into the set list. Are you playing? Because you know we love Shut Up. We play that song here on Shut Up Ryan, all the time.
You think I'm going to give you a teaser? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
No, no, no.
It's called What's the Tea? You got to spill the tea a little bit.
Well, I will say I'm doing a cover because I really wanted to show, because I know there's going to be a lot of great music happening at these festivals, but I think there's going to be a lot of production, right, at a lot of these shows. So I really wanted to make sure there was a moment in our set where it was very stripped back. So I am doing a cover of probably one of my favorite artists, and it's a song about her cheating on her boyfriend. Ooh. And so I'm gonna do a cover of that. So
oh my God, great. Now I'm excited. I can't handle it. So
yeah, now I need to go on Google to see who that is.
Wait. So switching gears, you were just like overseas. Like you were just in London. How was that time?
It was amazing. I am in the process right now. I've just started writing my next record. And, you know, I've just felt really, really inspired after touring this spring and really wanted to get back into the studio. So I was working when I was in Europe. And, yeah, I'm just very this next body of work, I think, is it's going to, you know, Portraits was me in 2018 and this one's me in 2019. So I'm really excited to sort of share some stories and share my experiences of where I've been.
Yeah, and I know your previous album also, there was a lot of, you know, connections to someone that had been in your life. Are we going to see that in this next album?
In a little bit, but it's interesting. I think when I was writing last year, I was in like the eye of the hurricane of like an emotional storm, right? You know, really trying to figure myself out of this breakup. And I think what's interesting now is, you know, I have a bit more introspection. And I think there's a lyric off a song that we just wrote a few weeks ago where I say, I'm not turning back to him, no, I refuse to lose.
Yes.
And I think that's a good sort of representation of where I'm at right now. Just kind of looking back at my last year, I feel like I've grown up a lot and feel like I'm ready to move forward.
Yeah, it feels like even talking to you that there has been such a growth period and kind of figuring yourself out even more.
Confidence.
Oh, thanks. I'm eating my Wheaties every day.
Oh, hey.
I love that. So are you excited? Because,
right.
I mean, you just finished, like you said, touring, like now you're working on this new project. But are you missing kind of that tour life and just connecting with fans?
Oh, my gosh, so much. Yeah, I miss the road a lot. And it's, I'm really excited to get back. And there's actually an announcement happening very, very soon, which may or may not be some more shows. We'll have to see.
Stop. Wow.
Where in the world?
Wait, he's like teasing it.
I guess,
like it's a surprise here. Grace, she didn't get it.
No, I did. I was just like, can you give us a little, like, where do you really want to go? Anyway, all right.
Oh, that's a cute one. Where do
where do you really want to go?
Okay. We came back to it.
I really want to play at the Channel Q Studios.
Huge tour announcement starting at Channel Q.
Yeah.
Honey, that media training just did you some well. That was a good answer. No, I'm very excited about everything. Is there anyone that during Pride that you're very, very excited to see?
I'm very excited to see my friend Uzo, MNEK, sure. And also to see Ollie Alexander, the Years and Years set. That's going to be wonderful.
Oh, that's what I'm excited about, too.
Yeah, and of course, Meghan Trainor, a superstar. Excited to see her set as well.
I'm excited, too, and I hope I get to see you as well when you're here.
Yeah, and are you going to be doing anything, like, after LA Pride? There's so much happening, even, like, on a personal level. Like, how are you continuing to celebrate the Pride Month?
You know, I think I'm all I can think about right now is the fact that I'm thinking a lot about Stonewall, and I'm thinking about the fact that 50 years ago, these people, you know, really based on their actions, they really took a step out into the world and said, we know what's right and we're going to stand up for it. And I've just been reflecting on that a lot and thinking about how far we've come and how I still, as an advocate and as a person with a platform and as a person, too, who in Oklahoma, as a person who votes in every election, no matter what it is, thinking about ways that I can help with our current fights and current battles. And I've been telling people too, you know, don't let these things and this energy end on June 30th.
Yes.
Because we need to continue on and we need to keep on talking to our community, keep on being involved and keep on fighting the battles that are still very, very present in our current society right now.
Ooh, dropping jewels as usual. Grace and Chance, I cannot wait to, for everyone to see your set on Sunday at LA Pride. So if you're not there, you'd better be there. Thank you for joining us for What's the Tea, Grayson.
Hey, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for having me, and I miss both of you so much, all right?
Well, we'll see you on Sunday. We'll be there.
For sure.
Okay, we'll see you there. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which is a lot of things. So
now, Grayson, you already know. You already know I'm over here being like the little devil on my shoulder.
All right, goodbye, guys.
Bye.
We are live. The party is happening
here. I was trying to make sure you were ready, honey.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You know, I got your back, girl.
Yeah, always.
Where are we going?
You're drinking with us right now. We're at the world famous Abbey in West Hollywood, launching LA Pride right now and celebrating Pride with so many other cities around the country right now. What are the cities?
Oh my God. Let's see. Yes, we have Key West, Florida.
Yeah, Philly, New Orleans, Pittsburgh. And also, just a reminder to look for Channel Q in Sacramento, D.C., and Boston. As well.
All of our cuties. Look for Q.
Now we have a special guest joining us from KABC, which is our local ABC here in Los Angeles. Carl Schmidt is here. Welcome.
I am. Oh, you one single clap. Thank you
no,
very
oh
much.
Oh, my God. No. First of all,
it's very loud here. No one can hear anybody else clapping. So.
But it's not a Let's Go There show if I don't say how attractive Carl is.
Yes.
For him to be in like local news, like ABC 7 kind of news, I'm like, wow, that is very attractive.
Am I?
No, for sure.
Oh, well, thank you.
No.
You're a bit of hot stuff yourself.
Wow. I mean, I know this, what but thank you.
And, he's getting to you, Shira.
Oh, thank you.
Now, Shira feels a little left
premature.
Out.
A bit premature.
No, listen, you fight over me. It's good for my self-esteem.
So one amazing thing, because you are an ingrate.
And I'm a what?
No, I mean,
what? Are you getting distracted?
Just a little bit. I'm sorry. So you work at ABC 7, of
I
course.
I do.
And it's amazing because this is the first time they're covering the LA Pride.
This is correct. It's very, but we, everybody, not just at ABC 7 here in Los Angeles, but at ABC across the group, network all around the country, we're very, very excited because this is the first time in ABC's, in LA Pride's 49-year history that the parade will be broadcast live on broadcast television. So for the first time.
What? That's a first time?
It's a first. So we are going to be there Sunday at 11 a.m. I've got a bunch of fabulous, great co-hosts.
Yeah.
Actually, two of them are Pride virgins, Brandy Hitt and Ellen Laver, who audiences will know from our on-air. But we're joined by Raven Simone. And the beautiful.
He just.
I love Raven Simone.
Raven, and they're not letting Raven.
She's amazing.
We're not allowed to sit together because there might be trouble. So
no,
so
Raven,
no, it's fair.
It
makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense.
We don't want people turning off.
Yeah,
that's true.
She can be a wild card.
I'm excited.
but
we are excited. So we've got that, and then we're you know what? ABC 7 is your home of Pride all weekend. Tomorrow at 6:30, we're live on the Boulevard from 6:30 to 7 with a preview show. And on Sunday night at 6:30, when you're done and exhausted and just want to be in front of the TV, catch a special LGBTQ-ish edition of Ion LA. So there you go.
Yes.
I've done all my plugs. My plugs are done. Now let's drink.
But agree. Let's take a shot. But if people are in LA, can they watch all this stuff online?
You can watch it online via the ABC7 app or abc7.com. We are everywhere. Just Google LA Pride ABC.
Cool. So the interesting thing is you've had such an amazing career, you know.
And thank you.
How important is LGBTQ representation in media, especially in your vertical?
Oh my goodness gracious me. It's not just in my vertical, or it's important in every walk of life. I mean, you know what? We've been around since the dawn of time.
Right,
you know,
I remember the first gay caveman.
Do you?
He was a bear.
Well, hey now. Look, I can see him. I think he's here.
Yeah,
he's making
bears.
Eyes
I
at
looked
you
at
too.
Him. I sure
I
did.
I know. I can see. No, it's very important that we all have representation and that people, you know, who may not feel ready enough to come to things like this, but get an opportunity to see people just like them. And we at ABC 7 could not be more proud and more thrilled and more excited to be bringing this to everybody.
Okay, how did you end up here in LA? You're obviously not from here.
Yeah.
You're Australian.
I moved here for love. It's true.
Oh, really?
I moved here for a boyfriend, and it, needless to say, didn't work out. But the good thing is, we're actually really good friends to this day.
Oh, see, that's beautiful. So, it's like very rose-colored. Because I always think about when you move here for someone, it's like, was it the best decision of your life or the worst decision?
Clearly, it was the best because I'm here with you two.
Oh, thing.
Right?
Appreciate it. I think one also like amazing thing, especially with like going into Pride season, is, and you've been here for a minute, have you seen such a change, especially in our community and in growth?
Yeah, I mean, I think we still have a long way to go. Even within our community, there are still a lot of things that we could, we're evolving, whether you're LGBTQI plus, everyone's evolving. We could always do better on ourselves.
Yeah,
but, you know,
true.
We as a community, we're growing and we're getting stronger. And you know what? This weekend, we're here and we're queer and we're going to make a lot of noise and have a lot of color and fun.
I mean, for sure.
Do you have an outfit?
Oh,
or is this beyond this ABC7 shirt?
I'm in my ABC7 Pride shirt.
Right.
I do have an outfit which will be revealed on Sunday.
Are you one of those people that don't wear a shirt?
Do I look like I would take my blouse off
honestly,
in public?
Honestly, you look classic WeHo gay.
No.
Come on.
It's a good thing. It's
what
hot.
A nice way to end our interview. With
no,
that
actually, we're keeping you on.
Oh,
I want to keep you on. Because
you can keep me on.
You are such an also, I don't know if many people know this about you, you're such an amazing HIV like awareness activist.
It's true. I'm HIV positive and I like to talk about it.
Okay, we are back live from the Abbey in West Hollywood, launching Pride in Los Angeles. Let me tell you, it's a blast. Everyone's probably getting off work early.
Yes, they better
be. Having some drinks. It's a happy hour time here in LA.
It's honestly the best time to be here. And just, I feel the energy here is just so amazing. And if you're not here, you should get here, especially if you're in the area. The drinks are flowing. The men are out, honey. And the women are out, especially depending on what you're into.
Everyone is out.
Just say it. Everybody
is out. I have a question. Either of you ever had a summer thing? Since we
I have lots of
like
summer
a summer fling?
Or a summer thing.
I did. Carl Schmidt, I'm going to just introduce this hunky Australian who's joining us right now from KABC, Carl Schmidt again.
I'm willing to risk it all for Carl Schmidt.
Are you? What does that mean?
You better just
I'm
guess.
Ready. Okay, come on. Get down here in the next 5 minutes.
Summer flings. I mean, you've never had a summer fling, Ryan?
I never said that. The ladies don't tell.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a classy woman.
So I'm not classy because I share all the
time. You need to shave in that case.
Okay, so Carl.
Yes.
So before the break, we were teasing about your amazing HIV activism.
Sure.
Because it's one of those things where obviously, even in our community, there's still such a stigma
huge
around it.
Yes.
So how are you tackling that and what are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm kind of just living my truth and being honest about it.
Yeah.
I had disclosed my status a year ago. I was out, quote unquote, out to my friends and stuff, but I didn't talk about it in my work life because why would I? Being HIV has no effect on me as a broadcaster. But it when I announced it and it went viral, and so to speak, and I, since that day, have gotten message after message after message from people all around the world saying, thank you, thank you, thank you.
But are you nervous, though? Because I think to talk about
it. I didn't talk about it because why? Well, I'll tell you why. The stigma about it.
Yeah.
I was told I could, you know, you'd never work again and all of this stuff. I'm happy to say I'm still working at ABC. Disney have been great. They're fantastic. And I'm just here to say that in 2019, we have the tools to end the epidemic. It's true.
Yeah.
It's science. Undetectable equals untransmittable. If you get on the medicine and become undetectable, you cannot transmit the virus sexually. I can conceive. I can make babies. They can be healthy. But that message isn't getting out there enough. Mm. And then there are a lot of people who go, well, that's all good and well for you. You're a white man of privilege who can get access to all of this. But I'm here.
You said it first.
But I'm here to say that there are government-assisted programs.
Yeah.
And even the drug companies, Gilead, who makes a lot of those drugs.
Right.
Will give you the medicine for free if you cannot afford it.
Really?
Yes.
What do you have to do to
you
to
go online and you there are programs and things in place. So I'm here to say that there in this day and age there is no reason anyone should be frightened of someone with HIV because undetectable equals untransmittable. And if you are nervous about it, don't be. There is nothing to be scared of. I had a leading doctor from APLA tell me last week. We talked about it and compared it.
We
to
love APLA, actually.
We do.
I was about to mention them because they're a great space to go for
healthcare. And they will tell you how to get on the programs. But, you know, we talked about it and I compared it to having diabetes. And he said managing HIV is actually easier than managing diabetes. And HIV is now considered a manageable chronic illness. Oh, there's my friend Ryan.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sorry, we're seeing everyone here.
Sorry. Anyway, so that's my AIDS talk.
So, but no, okay. So we were talking during the break, and there was something that I really wanted you to tease on air.
Yeah, well, I am going to be launching in the next couple of weeks something exciting called Plus Life. And Plus Life is a stream of digital programming that will live on Facebook Live. It'll live on its own YouTube channel, Instagram. But Plus Life is all about turning positive into a plus.
Yeah.
And we are going to have guests, and we're going to have a weekly talk show, and it's going to be just about living your honest, true life. And it won't always just be about, oh, HIV meds. It'll be travel. It'll be spirituality, love, yeah, romance, all kinds of things. So we're very, very excited. We've already sort of got a lot of stuff in the pipelines, and we've got some great partners coming on board. But yes, look out for Plus Life coming soon.
Carl Schmidt from KBC is joining us right now. We're talking about his experience with HIV. And also, were you always this positive, though? Like, how did you go from...
What the journey.
Yeah, what, tell us a little bit of your journey.
Well, yeah, actually, weirdly, I was. I mean, I was diagnosed, and that was kind of a grey day. I was diagnosed in London in 2007. But what happened immediately, and I think this is the same for a lot of people who get that kind of news, whether it's HIV or cancer, I think it's often harder for the people around them. I went into survival mode. I went, okay, this is the deal. Yeah. I have it. We can't turn that back. So what do I need to do now to keep moving forward? And sure, there have been moments. And what's weird when I talk about stigma is I didn't realize until I came out publicly a year ago the internalized stigma. I would make jokes about being HIV positive, and I thought genuinely I was making a joke. But I've come to realize, actually, no, that was internalized stigma of me kind of beating myself up about this.
Yes.
And it's the stigma that is so, so, so dangerous for anyone, not just even with HIV, but being out and proud. And, you know, to swing it back to ABC7, that's why we're so excited to be bringing the parade live on Sunday from 11 till 1, and our preview show on Saturday on ABC7 from 6:30 to 7.
PM
Pacific.
Yeah, because we national, honey.
Just saying.
To show stigma, there is no need to hide in the shadows anymore. There's a whole beautiful, colorful, happy, vibrant world out here.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Look, if you're not ready to step out of the shadows just yet, that's okay. But tune in or follow us on Instagram and social media. And just get comfortable with it.
So to wrap this whole thing up, we're asking all of our guests our question of the day.
What is it?
What about our community makes you so proud?
What makes me proud about our community is that we have this fabulous ability to really band together when it counts. And we make a point of showing the world, whether it was during the AIDS crisis, whether it was during marriage equality, whatever it is. Am I allowed to say the S word?
No, you better not.
When the S word hits the fan.
Yeah.
We do, whether you're lesbian, gay, straight, bi, whatever, we come together, and that's what makes me proud about our community. And we fight, and we're still here, and guess what? We ain't going nowhere.
Come on, honey.
Me and Ryan fight a lot. We're still here.
We sure do. We're going to make it.
That's why they put me between you two.
Carl Schmidt from KBC. Once again, check out their coverage all weekend long.
Yes.
KBC, the app. And thanks again for all the great work you do
thank
and for
you.
Sharing yourself with the world, your true self.
We'll some be would back. Disagree, but thank you.
We'll be back. Well, let the lies continue.
Okay.
We'll be back after this with Netflix star from Special Ryan O'Connell.
Oh, I love him.
Yes.
Happens to be the Grand Marshal here in
celebrity.
LA. The LA
and ask him what he's wearing.
And my best friend.
Ask him what he is going to be wearing.
For sure.
That's coming up after this. You're listening to Let's Go There with Sheeran Ryan on the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
All right, honey, we are back here live at the Abbey in West Hollywood.
Do you remember where we are?
Oh, my God, I almost forgot. I'm a little drunk, honey. So, okay, here we go. Before that, though, I really want to let you guys know how you can win a trip to go see your icon of choice in Vegas. So Janet Jackson, Cher, or the Lady Gagas. I'm just saying, it's honestly amazing. At the Park Theater at Park MGM Resort. It's very easy. Just listen to my voice because I know it's intoxicating. You're welcome. So just join us at the Channel Q stage at the West Hollywood Pride Festival this Saturday or Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. or go to wearechannelq.com's contest page and enter to win. It's literally our favorite month of the year. So celebrate Pride with Channel Q and enter to win the trip of choice to see your favorite icon at Park MGM whatever it's called in Las Vegas, the newest resort in the center of the strip. Can we get on with the show?
Oh, my God. Yes, we can, because we have a very special guest.
I'm trying to play it off cool.
All right. He's the celebrity grand marshal of LA Pride. Netflix is very special comedy series.
My favorite.
our friends. Now we're just saying he's a BFF of the show.
No, he
Ryan
is.
O'Connell is with us right now.
Hi. Oh my God, podcasting at the Abbey. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare dressed like a daydream.
It literally is. Who are we? Crooked Media?
Yeah, I'm addicted / scared.
It's okay. It's being scared leads to something much better. I mean,
but here's the thing. I feel like you have so much more to kind of worry about because you are the this year's yes. Grand Marshal of Pride.
I know. I don't even know what that means. But I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, does it mean you walk around and talk to a lot of people?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, there's going to be some social work involved. But like also, like I think I'm riding in a vintage car with my boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, I really wanted to like wear a pink Chanel suit and like role play an assassination scenario.
Oh, I love it. It's very kind of Ken Barbie.
Yeah, definitely like with a little murder thrown in.
Yeah. I wasn't going to relate to anything in history. I wasn't going to go there.
You know me. I'm a history buff.
But I guess how awesome does that feel, though, that they picked, like they asked you to do that? Because I feel like it's an honor, right?
Yeah, it's very, very surreal. And I'm just like, yeah, it's beyond. I'm so excited. And I love being gay so much.
Congrats.
And I feel so sad for straight people. And,
sorry, Shira.
Yeah, sorry, honey. Like, literally, you could not pay me to be straight.
Except I think I was a gay guy in past life because I'm a boy crazy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're like honorary men, I think.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. All right. So, but let's talk about where you were last year at this time. What was Pride like for you last year and life?
Babe, well, okay, a little secret. I wasn't at Pride last year because crowds give me anxiety.
Same. I told you it's a thing. I feel the same way. I was not here at Pride last year. Yeah. I would never have done it.
I know. I feel bad. I feel like I need to go in the Witness Protection Program for admitting it. Please don't revoke my marshalness.
You're going to get kicked out as of after this interview.
I'll go with you and then we can just protest together.
I just feel, I honestly get overwhelmed with the crowds. I really, really do. But I think being in the parade is a different journey.
Yeah. I guess it's for everything that's kind of really happening, I think, especially when we talk about kind of like prides in general, they can be very like white centric, but for them to kind of really be going into a diversity, you know, it seems like there's real growth happening.
I agree. Like there's something very chic about the fact that I'm disabled and I'm the marshal. Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Are you a professional?
Ryan,
where's the professionalism?
I'm really sorry. Okay. I'm the Grand Marshal.
Thank you.
And it just feels really chic to be disabled and at the forefront that way because I think disabled people, I feel like I've been not really at Pride because it's like not handicap accessible. Like those spaces are not always easy for us to navigate.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know
what I mean?
So it feels like a huge deal to be included and to be at the forefront in this way.
You've got Ryan O'Connell from Netflix's special. He's also the celebrity grand marshal here at LA Pride. Welcome back.
Hey.
When he tweeted that, when he like let it like kind of announced it, I was like, wow, who knew that gay pride could get even gayer?
I know. And I was ready. I've been preparing for this role my whole life.
Congratulations. So we want to bring in some news because you're great at commentating and reacting to things.
Sure.
You have a little comedy in you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I
you're
think
kind of funny.
You're kind of funny.
I'm on the corner from being funny. Yeah.
So did you hear about this whole straight pride, straight parade that got announced?
I did. I love the trolls.
Yeah,
straight pride parade.
Yeah, that's hot.
In Boston.
Yeah, it's what they need. They've had it too hard, you know? They've had it really... they keep me up at night. They really do.
I mean, especially if you're a straight white man. Wow, dude. It's really tough to be
What a
you.
Cross to bear. All that privilege weighing you down. Why am I just singing this whole time?
Amazing.
I love it.
As long as you don't swear, you can sing away.
I know.
The group is called is calling itself Super Happy Fun America, and they decided that their mascot for their whole project was going to be Brad Pitt, whose face is seen on their website and all that. Did they even consult a lawyer about
that? That's the weirdest thing. What does Brad Pitt say about himself that makes him like, yes, you are the token straight white man?
I mean, he was basically like, you know, when he was dating Gwyneth, they looked like two twinks.
But here's the thing. I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio is probably like, I am offended that I was not chosen as your token white man. He was like that man.
No, I feel like Brad Pitt with Fight Club and all that, he's much more of like the perfect white American man, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Brad Brad, yeah.
Look, overheard
right?
in LA.
Am I right?
He's the perfect white man.
Like, I definitely wouldn't want to, like, get drinks with him. You know
you
what I mean?
Wouldn't?
No, because I feel like we've all had drinks with versions of Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
like, in our lives,
for sure.
I don't know, but he's a stoner. He's not maybe
first
a
of all.
I know, but he would tell really long stories and mansplain things to you, and you'd be like, anyways, night-night.
And he ruined his relationship with Jennifer Aniston, which honestly breaks my heart.
I know. And for Angelina, and, like, look how well that ended.
You know, things have seasons. Okay. The actor, according to TMZ, though, is now saying he's not happy with his face being used, and he thinks it's ridiculous and homophobic endeavor, this whole thing. Sources close to Brad tell TMZ his team has reached out to the Straight Pride Parade organizers, demanding they stop using his name and likeness for their event. If they don't do it soon, we're told further action could be taken.
I mean, what was Brad Pitt supposed to say? Like, oh, wow, I'm so honored.
Also, like, what is, like, a Straight Pride headquarter? Like, the Applebee's? Like, I don't understand. Like, where are they operating these facilities
at? I think
out
it's
of?
Out of the Old Navy during the flip-flops.
Yeah, totally, totally. Straight people suck.
What about the Birkenstocks?
Oh, God, and cargo shorts. No, here's the thing. There are some great straight people that are allies, and we love them here
yes.
at Channel Q. But
we love them. We love to hook up with them.
Yes.
I'm down.
But when there's stories like these, it just is, like, easy for us to make fun
yeah,
of.
No, it's literally, like, it's just an easy troll. Like, they're just trolling. Yeah.
I guess a question for you, though, is what do you feel like makes a great ally?
A great ally is, I mean, I don't think even much thought should be put into it. I think, like, it's like, duh, just be a human being and be aware of how
yeah,
things work. I don't know. It's like, it's not hard. Like, there shouldn't be a class on how to be an ally. It's like, just be a human being. Practice empathy. You're like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah, it's like, it should be as easy as 1, 2, 3, and if it's not, I'm literally lighting a dipstick candle for you, honey.
It's like going to the bathroom. If you need it, it's like, yeah, should be yes, that natural.
Like, how do I be kind to gay people?
Which is why I always say, like, I refuse to, like, just thank people for being good people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like, yeah, oh, I like, if you're an ally, which is great, I appreciate you. We need more of that. But then also, I'm just like, thank you for just being a great person.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like a B-I-T-C-H. Can I spell?
Yes, you can spell. Okay. I like spelling.
Love.
It's like a spelling bee now.
But like, honey, for me, the bar is high, and, like, either, like, everyone should be an ally,
yeah,
and if they're not, they're on the wrong side of history, and I'm so deeply, deeply embarrassed for them.
Yeah, you know, I was honestly at the Holocaust Museum in Israel, and they put the pictures up of all the people that were anti-Jew. Those will be the pictures, so warning.
I mean, it's not a show if Sharon doesn't bring up the Holocaust. As a Jewish woman.
I love a U-turn to the Holocaust. I love that.
So, Ryan, we are
skid marks on the driveway.
We are asking everyone our question of the day, yeah, which is, what about our community makes you very proud?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So many things. I'm just addicted to gay people. Like, I just want to be around gay people all the time. I think we're so interesting. I think, like, the way we live, laugh, have sex, whatever. Like, I'm so proud to be a part of a culture. And maybe that's because I was born into, like, a very, like, small, like, white, like, Christian family that was so boring that I feel like, oh, I finally got my interesting relatives. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do they think about everything you're going through? Are they obsessed with it? Are they, like, showing it off to all their friends?
Oh, yeah. No, this is mom heroin. Like, she's still shooting up. She's shooting up the press. She's shooting up the press. She's literally, like, rolling up, like, the sleeves, getting the Hollywood Reporter, and getting the IV
articles.
Drip, honey. She's a nurse. She's getting the syringe ready. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, wait a second. I actually have a question. In your show special,
yeah,
your character has a great great relationship with your mom.
Yeah, it's complicado.
Yeah, it's very complicated. But I guess, how did you take any of that relationship from your real mom in that moment?
Oh, yeah. I would say it's VV, like, based in reality. Oops. Yeah, we're codependent. But not as much in the show. I think I'm individuated now, but there definitely is, like, the ties, the bind. But, like, gay men and their moms, it's, like, a thing.
Girl, don't we know?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a thing. Like, it's like there are usually, if you're lucky, your first kind of supporter.
Wow.
Your first ally. And I think gay men are just obsessed with women inherently.
Yeah.
Or they should be. And if they're not, they're misogynists, which a lot of gay men are. Anyways.
Many twists and turns.
That is a way to wrap up this.
I know. Sorry. I just took into a deep turn of gay misogyny. Just kidding. I love our community. We are flawless. We are flawless.
Ryan O'Connell.
Oh,
again,
Ryan.
You can check him out as the Celebrity Grand Marshal at LA Pride, which will be streaming everywhere. even if you're not in LA,
yes.
Check them out on social media. People will be posting up a storm. And also, of course, if you haven't seen Special on Netflix, what are you doing?
I mean, especially before Netflix announced that it's going to get renewed, right? It's happening, hopefully.
Yeah,
and like Emmy nominations.
We'll see.
Coming up.
We'll see. Okay. Fingers crossed.
Ryan O'Connell again.
If Netflix isn't homophobic, they will do it.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I love some bullying.
You're always welcome.
I love a light bullying.
Yes.
And a threat. I love that.
That's how we got the job here.
Yeah. Period.
I mean, like, wow, I guess you just hate disabled people and gay people. Like,
thank you.
It's like weird, but like, okay, I understand.
And here's my contract.
Yeah. Who's coming up, Ryan, on the show? Because this is filled with celebrities, this show.
I mean, okay, so next coming up is Aries Wanzer. She is going to be the host of the main stage at LA Pride this year. And honey, I'm telling you, this show is amazing. Stick around because you don't want to go anywhere else. You're listening to Let's Go There with Sheeran Ryan live at the West Hollywood Abbey. And we'll see you back real quick. Bye.
We're back live from the world-famous Abbey in West Hollywood to launch Pride in Los Angeles. We know that there are a ton of prides happening all around the country. So hope you're having fun. Hope you're celebrating, having a blast wherever you are. We want to give a shout out before we welcome our very special guests here right now because we have people stopping in throughout the show.
I mean, I'm telling you, it is a full-packed show. It's a moment that you don't want to miss.
So a shout out to our listeners, Andrew Lignelli and Garrett Patiani, who won weekend passes.
Yes!
To LA Pride. They're here from out in Vegas. They listen to us in Las Vegas.
Oh my God, that's a gag. That's amazing.
Yes.
Congrats.
And one of them is wearing a unicorn thing on his head.
Get over
and
the
you know
unicorn.
Me and unicorns.
I know, but
just
get
saying.
Over it. Get over
I need to
it.
Get one of those things for this weekend. Okay. Do you want to introduce our very special guest right now?
Okay.
She's
so,
amazing.
One, first of all, I am very excited that she's been on the show. She's a friend of the show. But she's also a trans model, comedian. She's Grindr's new host of Looking. And she's hosting the main stage here at Los Angeles Pride. You don't want to miss it. Aries Wanzer's here, darling.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing today?
I wanted to make sure we gave you all the receipts.
Thank you. No, it was every single receipt. And I'm also the face of Truvada for Prep. I'm on the pill.
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Love it.
Aries, it's always such an amazing moment having you here on the show. Like, I love it so much. How have you been and how is it going to be? Like, especially we're in Pride season. Are you excited about hosting the main stage? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to it. I am looking forward to changing maybe 10 or 15 times. I love doing outfit changes.
Stop.
Because I am the trans Mariah Carey. Well, unless she is. We don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Look at that.
Yes. No, I love you, Mariah. We're just kidding.
No, anyway. Kind of. Not really.
Yes, no, we're just kidding. So,
you know you were here for our launch at the Abbey when we just started, and now you're here now.
I know.
It's almost a year.
Yes, it is almost a
Isn't
year.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. A lot can happen in a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's like happened for you?
It's been a good year. I actually hosted the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation movie night last night at the Standard.
What?
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so I'm doing like adult jobs.
I mean, girl, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I feel so old thinking. Like, I was like, hello and welcome to the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. I was like, yes. I was like, I am so grown right now.
Could you have imagined you would have been doing that last year?
I
feel like for so many people, this has been such a big year.
Yes. No, it's been a really big year. You know, like Donald Trump's almost out of office.
I'm out.
Yeah. Like everything's getting better. Everything's getting queerer. Like by the day, I'm living for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's also a really amazing thing, especially with Pride. Do you feel like with, you know, like I feel like I just said this, but West Hollywood, like just Pride in general can be very white centric. And it feels like it can just be centered just for the G and LGBTQ. But I guess how have you think it's grown, especially for trans people in their celebration?
It's actually grown a lot. I've actually defended that a little bit. Last year I got some notes in my DMs and it were from trans women. They were like, oh, we missed the trans. There was a trans night that was like every Friday. There was like a trans stage.
Yeah.
And I had to kind of clap back at these girls. I said, there's a trans person hosting your main stage and that's me.
Yeah.
How about you come out and support me? We have a whole like, we have representation right here. I'm a trans woman of color. I'm like, they're putting us on the main stage now.
Yeah.
Like we don't need our own night. We can just join everyone else and be part of the LGBTQIA community.
Yeah.
Like we belong in.
That's so
Which is
important.
What everyone's been asking. Like, I feel like that's what it's all been to kind of come together as one, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I think LA is doing a really good job of bringing everyone together because it's not exclusive. Everybody's invited to the party. Everyone's coming to the cookout. We all love it.
Yes. Yeah.
How can we do that maybe more nationally or internationally? Because still it feels like it's like gay this and then trans this.
You know, it's all about representation. Representation matters. So if you want to be an ally and you want to have like a pride campaign, I'm talking to you, MasterCard. I'm talking to you,
yes.
Visa. I'm talking
all
to you,
out.
Everybody, honey. I'm talking to the hotels. I'm talking to everybody. You need to hire queer talent. You need to hire LGBTQIA people from the community. You need to give proceeds to our causes, to our people.
Yeah.
That's how you can be a real ally. And don't just slap a rainbow on it and say you're pro-gay. No, honey, show us you're pro-gay. Be pro-queer for us.
And I think that's a conversation that we've been having this entire Pride season, is the queer baiting that a lot of companies feels like.
Yeah.
It can.
Oh yeah. Honey.
And what do you think about that? And
I think it's trash.
Yeah.
It's trash. Like honey, follow the money. Follow the money. You got to see which companies have done LGBT stuff, have done pro LGBT stuff. How many give monies? I said give monies. I heard that.
You better give us just monies.
Give the monies, honey.
We should start that. Yes. That should be a new thing.
Yes, them
Urban
cuentadas.
Dictionary. You hear us.
Get
monies.
These monies, honey. No, but like, see which ones are really donating to queer causes.
Yeah.
And who's really just collecting queer coin? Because I don't want you to slap a rainbow on a shirt and say you're pro gay. No, I want to see a trans woman of color in your campaign, because she threw the first brick.
Yeah. Come on, you better say that.
Yeah, hello.
Stonewall.
Yeah, Marsha P. Johnson, y'all. Sylvia Rivera, they're getting a monument in New York. Work.
Such a big deal.
50 years later, 50 years after Stonewall. It's
Listen,
a big fucking
no,
deal.
It is a big deal, and it won't take as long for the next thing to get honored. Iris Wanzer is with us right now, hosting Main Stage. We'll be back in a moment from the Abbey in West Hollywood. The party continues. You're listening to Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan on the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
Right, honey. So we are back with the one and only Aries Wanza, darling.
Hi.
Yes.
And of course, I want to make sure that we shout out, because Let's Go There, we're obviously live here at the Abbey in West Hollywood. But girl, all of the tunes that you're hearing spinning is DJ Alex D, who has a show on Mondays in the mix with DJ Alex D. Honey, say
hi. Stop it. I miss you guys. You're so far away from me.
I know,
but you're yet so far.
You're just so sexy. I just had to say
I was just going to say that. I was like, that's the hottest DJ I've seen in a long time.
Stop it.
Literally, I was at a party. Michaela had a lesbian party the other night. And
Michaela
I was like,
from the morning show.
Yeah, Michaela Gordon from the morning show. And I said, I will literally come pick up a stud today. I am not playing no games.
Actually, my...
And where was I?
Yeah, I know. My friend asked me if anyone got picked up.
You better
what
bring
happened?
The strap. I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, you ain't gonna ask questions, but I'll see you later.
Things are getting crazy. I'm just saying.
Let me chill. I'm gonna go to the bar.
It's a party. It's definitely happy hour here. This is not our normal show, but that's okay.
Pick your size, kids. Anyway.
Aries Wanzer is back with us, and she's gonna be on the main stage hosting and being like the master of ceremonies, right?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm so excited.
So we have like, we're going through kind of like news headlines and all that stuff with all of our guests.
Yeah.
And there's this story that came out about like a London police are investigating this homophobic attack, because we're in the middle of Pride Month and we're talking about, you know, celebrating us. But unfortunately, there still are a lot of bigots out there. Right, Cher?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so we want to talk about this story. Let's just break it down, and we want to get your thoughts, because I know you shared this on social media as well.
I did.
It's a very important story. Two women were punched by male assailants on a London bus after the couple refused to perform a kiss for a group of men who surrounded and taunted them as lesbians. That's according to an account by one of the victims.
Yeah.
So the attack last week was revealed in social media posts by one of the women, Melania, who said she was beaten and bloodied. So she said, I had a date with Chris. We got on the night bus, climbed upstairs, and took the front seats. We must have kissed or something because these guys came after us. She said a group of four men, one with a Spanish accent, the others with British accents, were behaving like hooligans and demanding they kiss so they could enjoy watching.
That is so
That's
gross.
So gross.
In an attempt to calm things down, I started making jokes. I thought this might make them go away. Chris even pretended she was sick, but they kept on harassing us, throwing coins and becoming more enthusiastic.
That's disgusting.
So then suddenly the bus stopped, she says. The police were there, and I was bleeding all over. over.
I mean, I saw the photos, and it was just so tragic.
Well, from the whole attack, thousands took to social media to express solidarity with the couple. Melania and Chris trended in the UK on Friday. I guess that's today, or did that happen? Yeah, that was today.
Yeah, yeah, today.
I guess
sure today.
Friday also in the UK is tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was like this morning for
them. But many also explaining, this is why we still Pride. London Pride, a month of LGBT events culminating in a massive parade on July 6th, begins Saturday. So what do you think about this story, Aries?
I am absolutely disgusted, and but also I'm not as surprised as I should be. I'm surprised that it's women that they're attacking now, because men usually attack other men.
Right.
Like, to hear that they're coming after lesbians now, that means they're getting angrier. So I guess the queerer and prouder we're getting, I guess the more backlash we're going to get from the people who are super ignorant and just want to pretend we don't exist.
Well, it seems like that is the whole root of our conversations when we talk about toxic masculinity. It's the rejection part of it. They felt rejected so much that it triggered them.
When you're not entitled to anyone's body, so if you think you own any woman's body or any man's body, if you think, oh, they should be with me because I want them, you're dead wrong because they should want you back. Like, it's all about consent. We're in a time of consent, and Those women were on a date. They look like nice, well-to-do women, like around my age in their 30s. Shh, it's a secret. I know, at castings I'm 24, but it's fine.
Thanks for the exclusive.
Yep, exactly. Black don't crack, high yellow doesn't
either. Come on, you better say it.
That's right. Yeah, so these are like grown women being harassed by what I assume are grown men who just don't have any sense. And I want them punished to the full extent of the law. Like, I think they're disgusting cockroaches of humanity.
Well, I think the interesting thing, because there's still, we hear, not even like, this is a, I feel like, not a surprising moment, especially when it comes to lesbians, but we hear this all the time when it's especially trans women of color.
Oh yeah, honey, this is our dictionary. Yeah. Like, oh, when am I going to be harassed today?
Yeah.
Really? Right? But that's so crazy. What does it feel like to be walking in your shoes every day?
I usually keep someone very big around. Right now his name is Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Right? Before it was Lathe, before it was like, they always have names, but I keep very big men around me because what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Fight us both? Because he's going to take you down. Yeah, so I keep myself pretty protected with my friends.
That's sad that you feel like
you
you
do have to
do that.
What's funny is that's just something that women have to do in general, because I'm not exclusive to that.
Yeah.
Women are harassed on a regular basis all the time. I remember being a little kid with my brother, and we were like 6 or 5 years old, and people would be at my mom. My mom is super hot. She's still super hot. But she's just over 60 now. So super
hot.
That's still hot. But we're in Hollywood, guys.
Yes, yeah.
This is ageist. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it that way. Okay, I'm just kidding. No, she's super hot. And I remember men just yelling at her when we're just in the supermarket. Just like, hey, girl. I'm like, ew, she's got two kids with her.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. And she would ignore them. I remember her ignoring them. We're like, are you going to talk to him? And she's like, nope, we're going to look away. Everyone walk away. We're walking away. We're going to go to the car soon. And just so I know that that's something that women go through on a regular basis. But that's from what I've seen.
Let's talk about allyship, though, because I think we always talk about ally being an ally from the hetero point of view.
Yes.
But what about being an ally within our own community and why that's important for especially trans women and trans people?
Yeah, no, we all have to stick together. I'm sorry, if one person is hating one of us, they're going to eventually hate all of us because people do what you allow them to do.
Yeah.
You know, you teach people respect. So if I teach you to respect me, which you will, because I said so, that's just how you're going to behave. So clearly, the message is not clear enough, because it has to come from higher ups. It has to come from people making laws to protect us, making moves to protect us, organizations donating to our causes, being pro-LGBT, not firing people for being gay, lesbian, trans. It's all going to come from the top to trickle down to the bottom, where these people are on a bus at 2:30 in the morning, because I wouldn't be caught dead. One.
Just, right, just saying. Yeah.
Just saying. No, but in all reality, there are people there just like me at that time of night, and it doesn't matter how they got there. What matters is these people that were harassing them are clearly not making laws, but they are abiding them, and they're being shown what's okay by these people at the top.
Totally. So we know you're doing so much. You're obviously an activist in some way. You use your social media.
Yes, I use. If you follow my Instagram, you're gonna see a lot of nasty memes on my story.
I love it every time.
But lots of news. I cover a lot of news. It's a lot of LGBT news. It's a lot of world news because I think you should laugh, but you should also be informed. Mm-hmm. You need to be informed. You cannot just be stupid all day, guys. You can have a time where you tune out, but you need to know what the F is going on.
Agreed.
So we're asking all of our guests our question of the day, which is, what about our community makes you just proud?
I am so proud of our resilience because through it all, we're still here and we're queerer than ever.
Right.
I'm in the gayest place on earth at the Abbey, and there's 1,000 rainbow flags. There's a rainbow tent outside, it looks like.
Yes, there is.
And you're missing a great party.
Yeah, I have a shirt on where two boys are kissing and no one's batting an eyelash. And I love it. Like, I like how how resilient we are. We keep bouncing back, and we come back stronger every single time. What are you going to do about it? Nothing.
Yes.
They're like, gay doesn't exist, trans doesn't exist. Watch how gay and trans we're going to get. I'm going to buy new breasts.
Yes, honey.
Not anytime soon.
Like, I need. So I was going to say money. Give me some money. We have to wrap. I was going to just be like, as all these like things come out and laws and rights trying to be taken away, how do you stay positive?
I stay positive because evil has never prevailed.
I'm out.
Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, it's never worked.
In every
Trump,
Disney
it won't
movie.
Work. And we come back stronger than ever. I just said it. It's going to happen again. Watch us do it again.
Yes,
we're about
yes,
to come
yes.
back, and it's going to be a whole gay world. No one will be dealing with any of this straight crap.
Oh my God. Well,
it'll be a whole world of love.
We honestly could talk to you forever.
Yes.
I'm so excited to see you at LA Pride this year. You're going to slay the main stage, honey.
Thank you.
And tell everyone where they can find you one more time.
Oh my God. At Aristocrat on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. Facebook, Aris Wanzer, and it's the official page. So go like it.
Well, coming up in our show, we have so much more. We are live here at the Abbey, and then of course the Veronicas. We talked to them earlier this week, and if you missed it, you're welcome. Christmas came early. We're playing a little clip from it, honey. So stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Go There with Sharon Ryan, live from the Abbey, and bye.
We are so excited because in studio with us, we've got Lisa and Jess from the Veronicas.
I mean, honey, my wig is literally loose and it's off. Like, they just came in and they didn't even do anything. They just walked in. It was just like the wind from them walking just like ripped my edges off.
Twin power pop duo from Australia. But of course, we're so happy to have you now back here in the U.S. Welcome.
Thank you, my loves. It's so wonderful to see you both.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're busy with Pride, right? This is like a big deal. It's Pride Month, of course. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating a lot. So
basically, Queen of the Gays.
Yes. Tell us about you're going to be performing at the main LA Pride, right?
We are. Yeah. Yeah. Our very first LA Pride, actually. So it's like the best way to do it.
What are you guys, because you're not even doing just LA, you're doing Chicago and New York, which is like huge. Yeah. What is it like when it comes to Pride season? Like, what are you looking forward to?
Really everything. I think that the spirit and just everybody celebrating and being, you know, as visible as possible is the best part for us. And then just like, the general spirit and conversations that happen this month are really important.
Yeah.
And obviously the makeup and the outfit.
Just so, I was about to say, that's like the main
general
thing.
Fabulousness of the
There's
entire.
A dominatrix type of necklace going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, no. It's just the cool kids here. I'm trying to hit mom.
This is my tamest, most tame necklace.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
It is. I can vouch for that.
But what's also interesting about you both, one, you're so talented. I don't even know how your parents created two, like, twins, but both of you obviously saying you're identical. But one of you,
Wait, did you question that?
I was like, is it right? I'm like, you look identical.
I'm looking at them. I can't tell.
But you obviously identify separately in terms of your sexuality. So let's talk about that and how that's, connected to your music as well.
Yeah. Well, I think it was, 15 years ago now when we started creating music and growing, you know, we were Simon, we were 19 years of age. And as we were growing as young women, we were just exploring relationships for the first time independently, obviously. And I don't know, there wasn't really... Music's always been sort of our way to ride out our feelings and our personal experiences. And I think being twins, we have that real intrinsic connection that means we can kind of really support each other in helping to write those songs and those experiences for each other as well.
I think we were really lucky growing up. We grew up in a very queer community without even realizing it. We were in theater. And
say so who's who up. Right now so people could hear you, even though you sound exactly the same.
Oh, yeah. This is Jess. And this is Lisa.
We speak in harmony.
And at the same time. And we finish each other's sentences. So this is like the most confusing interview.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But no, we grew up in theater. And so for us, exploring gender roles and understanding sexuality was very fluid for us. There was no roles or oppression placed on us as far as most people grow up in a society that have very particular, standards and ideas of that.
Yes.
So our ideology was very fluid.
Oh, yeah. All of our best friends were boys that would be wearing dresses, you know, trying on makeup, doing each other's, like, hair and makeup.
So it's very authentic to be around. Absolutely. Yeah. I think, and especially because you guys have garnered such a huge, like, you know, queer following, which is beautiful. Does that ever, on the flip side of things, be like, oh, that's kind of a pressure for me to make sure that I'm making not everyone happy, but just making sure I'm doing what I need to be a good ally or a good person, a part of the community?
I don't think
we ever felt pressure.
I think it's just been intrinsic in what we believe in. And we're very blessed in that from a young age, we had a platform to be able to express those things and what we're really passionate about. We always felt that that was very important. There was a lot of value in that to us as our, you know, our morals and our ethics. And because all of our, majority of our friends were queer and queer entertainers, a lot of them. So for us, it was just being able to center our voices around that message as strongly as we could from, you know, the moment that we started.
And Australia just seems like it's better than everywhere else.
Honestly, it's quite conservative though. Australia is quite conservative in some respects as well.
Yeah, the grass is always greener, but the grass is definitely greener
now. So what part of Australia are you guys from?
We're from Brisbane, Queensland.
Oh, my God, they said it at the same time.
See, I thought it was going to be like Perth. That's like the only thing I know about Australia is Perth.
That's on the other side. It's kind of by itself.
That's like the desert.
And then, the Real Housewives of, what was it? Like?
Oh, of Melbourne.
Yes, those are my girls.
Well, Sydney and Melbourne, really hectic.
Oh, okay.
But Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas are with us right now, but I love it because when you talk about love, you are talking about love for everyone, right? Because of both of you having your different backgrounds around, like, your experiences with love and your own journeys.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so when we would write songs, we would write it from, you know, I guess we were blessed in that we could write it from our personal perspectives, which was, you know, more inclusive.
Yeah. And I guess for Jess, we talk, obviously this is an LGBTQ station, and we always talk about how, like, there's so many, like, you know, gay male-centric places to meet people.
Yeah.
There's really not a lot, even in the lesbian space.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever impacted you when you are, like, looking to date and just want to, like, have a little fun, honey?
Well, I would, I mean, from the moment that...
yeah, me date. That's... Jesse gets in these long relationships.
There's nothing wrong with it. Don't judge it.
But no judging here.
But I would go out to gay bars, like, even in Brisbane, where it's quite a conservative place, to be honest, there was always a safe space for the queer community to go out to and just be together. And so, again, I grew up very blessed and very supported in my feelings through my friends and my family. And
our parents were a huge catalyst of that.
And even touring America, when I would tour America starting back in 2005, I would find the gay bars in each city and go, if we were going to go out, that's where we would go out to afterwards.
But you were always taken because you're always in relationships.
Distance,
She's
like, that's true. Yeah. I'm that girl. You're right. Thank you. I think it's like, I don't know. I've always kind of followed you guys and I've been so aware of how you guys just navigate, especially when it comes to your videos and music and just your style as well. Because I feel like it can be hard as twins to kind of, people can just merge you both together, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you're treated as one identity from a very young age. The twin psychology and psychology behind twins is fascinating.
That's
and
a whole other convo.
It's a whole thing.
Because you
have to learn to support each other's independent identities.
And not talk over each other's a big one. We're trying to work on that.
So is Shira and I. Shira, we're twins as well.
Exactly.
So.
No, but we're not identical. We don't look identical.
Are you sure? I feel like we look exactly alike. Shira sounds like a black gay man.
Oh my God. Jess and Lisa from the Veronicas are with us right now. Let's talk about, you said how it's been a long time since you've been, you know, in the U.S. You did take a break.
Yeah.
What, you know, spawned that spurred that break or influenced it?
Yeah. Well, we lived here on and off for a really long time because we were signed to Warner Brothers out here in the U.S.
Yeah.
So we had to really be on the ground here. And we did a lot of touring over sort of, you know, 8 years. And then we did relocate back to Australia. We're signed through a label there now. And then, of course, our family's over there. So we sort of spent the last few years just really taking some time to live life again, get re-inspired. And
I think it's really important for art. We always call it inspired writing. When you're writing a record, a lot of people, there are times you go into a studio and you're like, I have to write a song today just because I'm on a deadline.
Yeah.
You're on a schedule. But I guess as you create more and more albums, we're onto our fourth album right now, it is nice to get into the studio and just be like, I've lived enough life now. I have a lot of stuff I have to write out and I'm just going to write from that space.
So it seems like that's kind of was like a refresher for like mental health in some space.
Yeah, 100%.
Always.
Yeah.
Which at the beginning of your career, you aren't necessarily encouraged to take that time because you sort of feel like if I don't move now, you know, I might lose an opportunity. Yeah. But it is actually very important to know, you know, when you do need a break and
when to say no.
Yeah, absolutely.
That balance is really important.
And
I think also that sort of unnatural lifestyle you tend to be living where, you know, there were moments when we were on a tour bus for 3 months at a time living with each other. Mm-hmm. So we are twins, but we're also creating together and, you know, having to sleep in a hotel room together and like living together and in such formative years where you are trying to find your own identity. And, you know,
that can cause it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
Right. I would think so.
You needed that time to take a break from each other, not just the music.
Yeah. Definitely.
Even though we love each other.
And I think that is a part of the love process, right? It's so there's like, all right, you can kind of get on my nerves, but I'll see you in a minute, girl.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a marriage, essentially. So you do have to take that kind of, that healthy sort of space.
Which I guess, how do you balance wanting, like you said, the moment of like, oh, I do want to put out music and I am in a kind of a height of my career. But then I also want to know that I can take a minute for myself as well, because I feel like it's okay to feel both, you know?
Yeah.
Lacey.
What did you look?
What do we do? We're usually on the same page.
Yeah.
I think we are really so connected that we know when it's time to take a step back just like have to take that time for ourselves and then come back together. And that really was.
You know, there is the flip side of it where it's like the fighting actually creates a lot of entertainment and a lot of our content. We've got an MTV show coming out.
Which is probably so unhealthy on every level.
We want to talk about that in a moment.
We want to talk about that because there was an eye roll in that trailer that I got to talk about.
I'm really good at that.
Yes.
They captured it. So what was it? I guess, what did you learn about yourselves during that break that then influenced your new music?
Really missed her. That's what I learned, I think.
And that we really do have each other's backs. I think that was one of the big things, is that you spend so much time feeling like, just like step off, give me some breathing space. But it gives you perspective to realize like that person has your best interests at heart.
Yeah.
And it's not always just, you know, someone stepping on your life or your things or whatever it is. So that was an
awesome
lesson.
And is it about like, I guess, have you guys learned about having the right people around you? Because this industry can be a lot, you know?
Yeah. It's so important to have a really great team. Yeah, who have your best interest, really are there for you. Yeah, because that's taken us a minute to get the right people in place.
It takes time, but also being out of LA, does that help?
Yeah, well,
no. I've always found really inspiring people here in LA.
Yeah. LA's
We've
always
been amazing.
Had a really good community of friends who feel like family. Mm-hmm. So we have been really lucky here. Both our partners are here. So it is, LA's kind of like coming home. But, you know, it's really that, again, I think the team's so important. And also just us definitely being happy and in tune with each other is
What's
also.
What's a misconception of like the Veronicas that you feel like people have of you guys?
A misconception.
I don't know. What do people think of?
I always like to ask like people that, because there's so much going on in the world of the internet. It's just like,
I think it would be just that we clash a lot, or that there's, you know, there's a lot of tabloids, or there has been a lot of tabloid stuff around us for a while. And I think that the thing that Lisa and I continue to reiterate is just that music is number one for us and always has been. Anytime there's been anything that's taken away from that, we've always brought it back to that. Whether we're stressed personally or professionally, we always just get back into the studio and we're like, just to remind ourselves, like, this is what it's about for us. It always has been. We've taken so much pride in being songwriters and, you know, we've been doing it for 15 years now. So it's, it's a legacy for us now, and we put everything into it. I mean, we live it 24/7, like every single creative moment, from the songwriting to the visuals to our costumes to performance, everything is driven by us. We've never really pushed that narrative because we always thought maybe that was clear, but it actually does surprise people that everything, you know, we micromanage every aspect of our career.
Wow, control freaks, that's like amazing. That.
Okay, so now let's talk about the new single.
Yes.
Because, honey, the visual is beautiful.
Thank you.
What went into your new single? And I kind of want you guys to set it up, so give it all to the people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the song's called Think of Me, and it's... It was the second song that we wrote for this album. So it's actually a small piece to like a bigger narrative of this album, which is leaving the past behind and stepping into your power.
Oh, wow. Yes. Come through. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
so it amazing. Starts out a little bit emo. So Think of Me is like a little bit of a sadder song.
But this time was the catalyst between us getting back together and really wanting to create this record. We'd sort of been living separate lives for, you know, 12 months at the back end of, you know, a relationship ending for Jess, and I just got married. So there were these really big life shifts that were happening that I think more than ever had brought us back together. And for me, it was really important to support Jess in that, that she could sort of have that space to feel empowered to put her voice again, and for me as well, because it had been so long since we'd felt united in our music and our voices together, and so much had sort of been said in a public domain that just didn't feel like it was our voice at all. So this was really a beautiful way to, I don't know, step into that space and feel empowered again as the Veronicas. And
I just got chills.
And take control of the narrative, right? It's like it's yours, and really being that, which that makes it more powerful.
Thanks.
Oh, I love that.
I'll write some new music for you.
I'm pulling out my poetry book.
So we have the music, but you also, people are going to be seeing this docuseries soon on MTV.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it just turned from a docuseries into a full 6-episode like show.
We were like, oh, we were so worried. Like, I don't know. We spend a lot of time eating chips in bed and like gossiping and not doing an awful lot. We're like, I don't know if this series is going to be too interesting for people. But then we realized
that we are drama 24/7. That's what we realized. It was like the moment that we said that out loud, the universe was like, girls, you are drama, and I'm going to show you just how drama your lives really are.
Well, is there something that you learned in that process about each, like about yourselves and each other?
Oh, that we're drama, babe.
Yeah, no, that we're constantly dragging each other.
Yeah, when we were watching back footage, like, we were like, it's going to be an entire show of us dragging each other.
Oh, so yeah, y'all most definitely had a lot of
like most
queer
sisters do.
You.
Yeah, we're an entirely queer team, so we love that.
Oh, yeah, really? That's amazing.
Yeah. So our drama just gets supported.
And all our best friends and our band.
And our managers and everybody.
But also because everyone's talkative. So when you have talkative, vulnerable people, everyone's going to be just talking it up, right?
Yes.
So awesome. With all of this kind of coming out, I feel like this is obviously a new era for you guys. When can we be expecting an album?
Yeah. Not too far off. I would say that's it's almost finished, so a couple months away.
Yeah.
It's this year. We'll be dropping it this year.
Do you have a date that obviously you don't want to... I mean, you can. I'm not going to stop if you want to.
It'll hopefully be this year.
Don't ask me. I tend to announce things like that I shouldn't be announcing.
That's why I asked.
That's why you're looking at me. You're
catching on to you.
You know, I'll give it to you. I'll be like, oh, yeah, babe, it's this date. And Jess will be like, oh, my God. It'll say, like, in writing, do not release this date. And Lisa will be like, it's this date, you guys.
Are there any, like, artists that you really want to work with?
Oh, we've actually got half the album is collaborations.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's a very collaborative, heavy record.
Anyone you can share that you was at the top of your list?
You have to give us something.
Yeah. There's a lot of Aussies, actually. But there is an LA artist, an LGBT artist named Rabel, who we are collaborating with on this album.
Yes.
You guys are the most divine soul.
Amazing.
On planet Earth. He's divine. Yeah. And his voice is like heavenly. It's crazy.
So we have a song with him on this record, which we're super excited for.
All right, so much to look forward to. Mm-hmm. We're going to play your song, Think of Me, right now.
Which, set it up. Like, give everybody what they
do
need
a little
to know.
Intro.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this song is about a breakup, and it's about looking back and reflecting on a relationship and wondering if that person's still thinking of you, even though it was kind of a terrible relationship.
Same.
So here it is, Think of Me by the Veronicas.
I wonder if you play that song we used to sing. I bet she likes it too, and the only one thing, you know how to cook. I'm sure she's sick of it, but still says it's good. It's been 5 months, 9 hours, 42 seconds since I left home. It's been 5 months, 9 hours, 42 seconds since I felt home.
Sharon Ryan, live from the Abbey in West Hollywood. Happy Pride, America.
Yes!
This is Channel Q.
The yes. voice of God just did a custom intro for us, Ryan.
Yes.
How do you feel?
It's so hot. I love it.
Yes, that is right. The party is getting going as we launch LA Pride. But again, like, we want to give a shout out to everyone celebrating Pride across the country.
Yes,
from
Key West, yes.
Florida, Philly, New Orleans, Pittsburgh. Look out for Channel Q and all our team in Sacramento, Washington, D.C., and Boston, because we're going to be there doing some cool stuff. And if you see us or whatever you want to do, if you're
yes.
partying, if you're enjoying, you're celebrating, if you're inspired, send us pictures. We want to see videos, pictures.
Please, all of our cuties, please step out. Look for Q at all of these
yes.
prides, because we will have a presence there.
And
of course, I want to shout out DJ
yeah.
Alex
Yay!
D, who is keeping the mix going. And she has a show in the mix Stop. Every Monday, honey. You don't want to miss it because the bops are there.
Ryan,
and
I was going to say everyone should tweet us at We Are Channel Q.
I mean,
we are
yeah, Channel Q. That's true, too.
But, like, what's your social handle?
Oh,
social
thank handle? You for asking, DJ Alex.
What it is?
Mine is,
I want to know.
Mine is at the Slay God, but it's G-A-W-D, oh. not yes. G-O-D.
Mine is at Shira Lazar, which I don't know if you can spell that, but good luck.
No one cares. Anyway, all right, so let's get back into the show. Let's get back into the show.
She's straight. I care.
You know what? what? So, I love everyone.
But here's the thing. We have some amazing guests joining us. Honestly, it's like my one, Hear Me Out Tuesdays is like one of our favorite things that we can do with our favorite relationship therapist. But honey, they are no longer in San Francisco. They are in Los Angeles here with us now.
Yeah, we've got the two of them in person here to do a very special Hear Me Out on a Friday now, here during Pride. Sam Garanzini and Al Pacquie from the Gay Couples Institute in San Francisco. Welcome to the show.
We're happy to be here.
Isn't it amazing to be here in person?
Yes, totally.
I'm like looking at you and you're like right here.
Yes. First of all,
I'm like talking.
What's it like? Tell us.
It's
no,
like, it's
but amazing. Not
drove,
even that.
We drove all the way down the I-5 and now we're right here with you.
Yeah. Sam and Al Pacquie are fine. Oh my God.
And they're a hot couple. And they also give great advice. So
it's good lighting.
What more can you want? All right. So let's talk about our topic today.
Absolutely.
Of the day. How do you meet or pick up someone during Pride? And I think this could be, obviously, it's for everyone in the community, but even allies might be, or people that are interested, questioning. Maybe they're like, how do I take that step? So let's talk about it.
Especially if they're awkward.
Yeah. Absolutely. So first of all, when we were looking at all of these people and who were responding to our Gay Couples Institute fan page, it's not just the introverted that we're having an issue with.
Oh, really?
The extroverted people were having just as much of a hard time because of confidence. Mm. So it's like mindset is first and foremost a big issue. Yeah. Mindset.
And when you say mindset, what does that mean? Like just preparing yourself mentally?
Take a breath. Go for it. It's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Just say hi to people.
You're
probably going to get more no's than yes, but that's okay.
Okay.
Because if you don't try, guarantee you're going
to
fail. Yeah.
See, I'm the type that just will like give looks and not talk to anyone because I like that.
Oh, you like the
I like to be
meaningful
mystery.
Eye contact.
Yeah, I like mystery. I like to look at someone across the bar and be like, hey, daddy.
And then what? Like, at what point do you decide to jump on that and take action?
And then that's on him. You better come on.
Oh. See, me, I feel like when I'm interested in someone, like, I'll do that across the room, and somehow I'll, like, end up right next to them. Like, right?
Because you're a stalker. I've seen it happen, and it's weird.
Sure. Absolutely. That
no, because you know
that
what?
Works,
if
though.
I'm into you and I feel it, I'd rather know right away. And a lot of times if I see you from across the room, you could be hot, and then I'd start talking to you. I'm not into it. But sometimes I end up getting closer, and then I'm like, okay, and it works. So, and then guess what? If I hadn't taken the leap of faith, maybe I would never meet people.
Yeah,
I was like thinking, though, the number one thing that you'll need to think about is the thing that people always love to talk about is themselves.
Yeah.
And you'll never go wrong by walking up to somebody and asking them an open-ended question. That's just a question that doesn't have a yes-no answer. An open-ended question about themselves.
Yeah. Like what?
I always give a compliment. I love waiting with a compliment.
That is usually what we see. Those are the big winners. Like, hey, you look really great in
that lime green sweater. Thank you so much, Sam.
And I always say this about you, Ashira. You're always fascinating when you talk about NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, that's the first time I've heard that.
No,
but that will always stand out.
Because he brought up NASCAR randomly.
I remember that.
So, giving somebody a compliment, though, about, in a sincere one, about them, always grabs their attention, and then you can go from there.
Yeah.
And it is going to be a numbers game, because you are going to have people that are going to shut you down, but trust me, you just got to keep going, and there's going to be people that really want to resonate with someone like you.
How do you get over, you know, a lot of people are not just antisocial, but anxious of social areas and like being in with big groups of people.
Shira, just say my name.
Ryan is,
Thank you.
A lot of other people are too.
He's right here.
So what do they do? Because not only is there then anxiety about picking people up and like, you know, talking to someone, but also anxiety about being in a social space.
I would say a few things. Take a deep breath. Bring a wingman if you can.
Oh.
Shira.
Yeah.
I like talking to people.
Bring somebody. And this is going to sound really, like, you know, stupid or kind of weird. Say out loud to yourself, hey, how's it going? How are you doing?
Wow.
Like, just hear yourself actually say that. Because when you have to do it in real life, it's not going to seem as foreign.
It's like checking in kind of with yourself, but then also the situation.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think it's also one of those things with kind of, I think a lot of times when you think about prides and then the parades and then just large group of people, and not to take this into a dark space, but
here it goes.
Things have happened at other festivals where people, you know, there have been like, you know, violence in some cases. And so that can be a lot of when it comes to the anxiety, when it's like, oh, should I come out and to be myself, you know?
I think in those moments, we need to really come together as a community and remember still, violence or not, there's people that have gone before you that have made it through all of that. And they've made all of this that we are in here today possible.
Yeah.
And you are honoring all of them by persevering through it and like demanding to have a great time.
Yeah.
Demanding to meet another gay person that is out there looking to have a different experience, looking to meet you and have their life be changed. Just by saying hello.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, what do you think about that? That's a terrific sweater.
Thank you. You're
so fascinating when you're doing this. Like, there are people out there waiting for that, and you can't deny yourself, like, basically negate yourself prior to going out there. You just need to do it because those people are waiting for you.
Oh, and that's beautiful.
If you're afraid of trying, whoever's out there that's anti-gay or anti-women or anti-anything, they've already won.
Yeah.
So you have to live your life. You have to have fun. And this is where we say hooking up is one thing or meeting somebody for sex is one thing. But this is about just saying hello to somebody.
Oh.
And just meeting somebody.
Yeah, you're so right. And I think it's
one
of
those. Takes the pressure off.
It does take the pressure off. And I mean, even having this conversation has just kind of lifted so much.
Wow.
And I think also we're asking all of our guests, what about our community makes you most proud about?
Exactly.
No, I'm asking
you. What is about our community
that makes you proud?
Yeah, this community that makes you proud to be part of it.
Yeah.
And so I think this year, a lot of things make us proud about this community, but this year, it's really about our ability to live deliberately, because what we're surrounded by, a lot of people who just follow along with what their phone says they should feel about things, or CNN says about what they should feel about things. But our community stops at least once a year to say, "Wait a minute, we are important. We are 3% of this population, and we're not going to let the rest of the population extinguish us or take our space away to really have our own spot and our own voice."
Yeah, so true.
And many other communities were modeling them as we try to live deliberately. Yeah. That's my favorite thing.
Oh.
My favorite, I'll take the opposite of that, our straight alliances.
Oh, Shira, this is for you. You're welcome.
I said this a few weeks ago, and I mean it. Like, the amount of, there's more straight people than gay people.
Yeah.
We need our straight people to stand behind us. And they are. I think the world is changing where they really, truly are standing behind us. That's what I'm grateful for.
You guys are iconic, honestly.
Sam Garanzini, Alapaki, you usually hear them on Hear Me Out Tuesdays. Well, it's a Friday, and they're out here for Pride in person.
And tell everyone where they can find you guys.
So go to gaycouplesinstitute.org. That's where we have our quiz. That's where we have a ton of our toolkits, which you can download right now and immediately improve your relationship. It is not Dr. Phil platitudes.
It's better.
It's not pop psychology. It's science that we bring to our community.
And they're going to be back on Tuesday for Hear Me Out Tuesdays. We're going to talk about distractions.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a big moment. That is a really big moment
stay
in our lives.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, right.
Can you believe we're wrapping this live show up?
I can't believe it. The special is done.
Oh, it's been incredible. It's honestly like, I can't even believe it. It's been such a huge show for us, Cher. Like, we are killing it.
We are. I'm happy. You know, I can always rely on you to, like, either give yourself compliments or at least both of us when you're in the mood.
Oh, of course. I always have to. It just depends on my mood. Oh, he is. Huh?
Again, happy. Nice. Yes, there are hot guys walking past us.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Hotties galore. Happy Pride to everyone, wherever you are. Also, celebrating Pride, Key West, Florida, Philly, New Orleans, Pittsburgh. Look out for Channel Q again, our fam in Sacramento, D.C., and Boston. And wherever you are, even if you see Channel Q or not, send us your pictures, your videos. We want to see how you're celebrating Pride. You can post that and tag us at We Are Channel Q.
So, Shira, let me ask you, what are you excited about Pride about?
I mean, walking in L.A. Pride, I'm really excited.
I
mentioned this at the beginning of the show, I walked in D.C. Pride once, and it was such a highlight.
it was so special yeah. and inspirational and just incredible that I'm so excited to be though in the city that I've been living in for so long
yeah.
with the community that I've been in and now being part of the Channel Q family. The fact that we're all going to be there is going to be so special.
I mean, I'm honestly so excited to be doing it with you, to be quite honest. Like, I wouldn't do it with anyone else, just that's with you. Sweet. I that's really, really mean that.
And guess what? Our Pride celebration doesn't end here.
Right.
Guess what? Because we're emceeing Santa Monica Pride next weekend.
Honey, we sure are. They said be gay. But no, we're really being gay.
Not really. We're dipping ourselves all the way.
Which I'm actually very, very excited about. And I have some good news.
What?
I am taking over Billboard Pride's Instagram on Sunday. So check out all of my fun escapades, if you must. Just check it out at Billboard Pride.
That is so awesome.
I mean,
I'm
honestly,
so happy for you.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you. Are we doing a love fest right now?
I mean, pretty sure.
It is Yas Queen of the Day.
Oh, yes, queen.
A yes queen to our friendship. But a yes queen really to everyone who participated in the AIDS life cycle because they're
yes.
arriving from their miles of cycling tomorrow. And this year's participants raised a record $16.7 million to benefit San Francisco AIDS Foundation.
Can you imagine doing that? Every time Gus Kenworthy, who's been on our show,
yeah.
posted about it, I was like, you've ridden 300 and something miles. That is wild to me.
You know I wanted to do that. Next year,
girl.
Yeah, I told Ryan, I actually tried to get us to broadcast on the road.
You're going to do it by yourself,
really,
too.
Hey, I'll do it. If I could trek to Everest Base Camp, I could definitely do the AIDS life cycle.
It's wild. You're biking all the way to San Francisco from Los Angeles.
You're doing it for a cause, and along the way, you're seeing all these people supporting you. You're
yeah.
around such great energy.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, I'd rather do bike that than bike any other time.
But they raise so much money. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Yes.
And it's just a great way to kick off Pride. I mean, we're just doing so much. I feel so thankful to be part of such a beautiful community that it's
yeah.
really just showing up and showing out. And LA Pride is just so amazing.
What makes you proud to be part of the community?
I think, to be honest, to see everyone just kind of coming together.
Yeah.
Unity is what makes me proud.
Mm.
I think it is so beautiful to, I think, growing up trying to find my own chosen family and to realize that I have it within this amazing, you know, platform, Channel Q, and then also the community as an LGBTQ.
Yeah.
It's just been so, my heart is touched, and I'm just very excited to celebrate Pride, and I just thank you guys for joining and being
yes.
a part of this.
Thanks
and
to
being so supportive.
Yeah, thanks to the Abbey, everyone for listening,
yeah.
everyone who joined in person, and yeah, thanks to you. Thanks. I think we're getting to love this. All right.
No, it's good.
You know
it's
what?
Good.
Have a great time this weekend wherever you are. Keep the party going, whether you're gonna actually party or party alone in your apartment.
Yes, because honey, we're probably gonna have some stories to tell. Because Monday we got a full show. I mean, we're gonna be talking all about LA Pride and all of those crazy stories.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the Veronicas, Grace and Chance. You better stay tuned because we got something up our sleeves.
And now we've got some more music that you can enjoy. DJ Lisa Pittman right here on Channel Q.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm.